Good morning, guys. In today's episode, I'm going to do a bit of an update. Someone in the group asked about my ADHD medication. I've had a couple of other people ask what I'm up to around the coaching program. And so I thought I would give everyone a bit of an update. Let's dig in. Okay, so yes, this podcast will be a bit of an update on my process, my progress, and my crazy mixed up life at the moment. You know, if we all look at our lives, sometimes it feels like every year can be so different, and then other things can stay exactly the same. So it's kind of what I'd imagine bipolar to be. You're either one side of the coin one day, one side of the coin the other day. I think the difference with many of us who are neurodiverse is that we're very conscious of it. And I think where bipolar gets bad is you're not conscious of it. And I think that's where there's a challenge. That's just a really random aside that came to me as I started talking. But what I wanted to do is a bit of an update today. So I wanted to start with ADHD medication. So I've been taking my medication since I started. I doubled my dosage from, I believe it was 20 to 40 milligrams or 10 to 20. Definitely double because I take two pills, not one. And it has been very helpful for work. I would definitely say my train of thought seems to grab onto ideas and hold on to them a lot tighter. So I've been planning this book in my head for about 10 years. And even this morning at the gym, I managed to pull together the concept in a way that's going to work, which is really cool. And I've made that my Christmas project. I'm house-sitting a house for 10 days over the break, and I'm going to write this book. It's going to be very easy to read, very simple, and not a lot of words. It's going to be a very short-worded book, but what kind of happened in my brain was things started to line up, which is what I find with this ADHD medication that does happen a lot. There are... It also does affect your appetite, which is good for me. I don't mind that. I don't see that as a negative. It hasn't affected it in a bad way, but it's definitely helped. So like, I'd definitely say it helps with work. I haven't had massive side effects. I've definitely had some challenges sleeping, but it could be from a lot of other things. I don't think it is directly from this because I have the same challenges when I'm not taking it. So I have to make sure I'm using my different sleeping methods that have helped me over the past. I've started taking a supplement at night that's been really helpful, which has magnesium and 5-HTP in. There's a bunch of different sleep stuff, but I find those two things, and then usually with these pills, they throw in passion flower and a bunch of other random things that sound healthy. So I have no idea if one of those is the key factor, but there are a lot of good pills out there for that, but definitely the magnesium definitely helps me, I find, to relax me at night. So that's been helpful. But yeah, I definitely say it's been beneficial. I wouldn't say there's been any massive negative side effects. I don't seem to have withdrawals on a day or two that I don't have it over the weekend, from what I can tell at least. I don't have withdrawals. So that's been really positive. I definitely would suggest trying it. And I think what I'm hearing on the street, I sound like Donald Trump, you know, these magical people that are talking to me. What I'm seeing when I look online and watch Facebook and stuff like that is people have very varied responses to it. Some people have no side effects, some people have side effects, some people get a triple improvement in their life, others don't. So realistically, it's one of those things where give it a crack. I think, you know, in New Zealand, it's quite easy to get prescribed, and it is a subsidized drug by the government because our healthcare is pretty good. So it costs me the equivalent of maybe $3 US. To get a subscription it lasts me about a month. So that's pretty good. You know, it's pretty cost effective over here, probably similar in other countries as well. I've not had a problem with it. I used to have a real negative connotation around taking medication, but to be blatantly honest, if it works, give it a crack. alcohol's a medication, tobacco, nicotine's a medication. It's just your perspective of what it is. I think it's worth trying. If it adds value to your life, great. If it doesn't, stop it. And just make sure you're talking to people about how it's working. So that's really important. On the other stuff we're working on, so myself and Vanessa, are just about to incorporate a company and really put some effort into this this process next year. We've taken our time to get our thinking right, and we're working with an amazing guy in our group called Tom, who's in Adult Dyslexia Secrets, who's helping us out with the branding of rightsiders.org. It's very much a work in progress at the moment, but he's doing a fantastic job, which is really exciting. So we're just getting all these pieces together. You know, it's fun to do it with someone else who's exactly the same as me in our styles. So when one of us is down, the other one's up. When one of us is quiet, the other one's, you know, busy. So we kind of play really well together. And we also both know how to bring each other back if we go off on a complete tangent, which is a great experience. And I think also, you know, what we've both learned is, although we would love to have everything up and going tomorrow, you know, we've got enough experience in this world to realize, you know, it's okay if it doesn't happen overnight. Things take time. The reality is really crazy. What's probably still working the best in my life, if I had to give two things that I'm enjoying the most out of the things I'm testing and trialing, one is definitely putting that picture on the wall of what I want and just looking at it. That's been really interesting, and I'm going to play around with making it bigger and more epic. And we've got a couple of ideas about making it even more clear. Actually, we've got some graphic designers who were thinking of actually even potentially selling these, which is creating these postcard ideas. So you say, hey, my goal is this, and we've got like some questions to help you get clearer on it. And then basically our designer actually designs you a postcard, and we send you three of them for three different places in your life. Maybe one's at work, maybe one's at home, maybe one's in the mirror in your bathroom. But they're postcards designed to yourself, and on the back there's a very short message from you to yourself. Yeah, it's quite a cool idea, I thought. You know, but it's a way of starting to stay true to your thoughts. If you like the idea, let me know, because I think it's something I'm going to do for myself. I've got one of my designers working on my ones at the moment, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I just thought, hey, that would be a really neat idea, especially working with this coaching concept of finding your New York, and actually how you travel from LA to New York is and the process behind it. And it's very smart to have postcards of where you're going, to actually remember why you're going there in the first place, because so many of us, including myself, can get lost along the way. And if you don't remember where you're going, it's very easy to run around in circles. And I think even with those postcards, that'll happen. But at least you know where to get back on track, which is really cool. That's that one's really working for me at the moment, is that clarity of vision. The second thing as well is my meditation. I've struggled with it. What I have realized, even though I was so adamant at one point, and I'm really willing to be, you know, I'll be quite open about this. Like, I loved my 45-minute meditations, but what's happened is in New Zealand, it's getting really hot, and I don't have air conditioning in my bedroom. I've just got a fan in there. It's really challenging when you wake up in the morning and it's really, really hot to sit there and meditate for 20 to 45 minutes. It's really hard. So I'm trying to get down to doing 10 minutes of visualizing the goals. I keep working on this. And again, this is a Christmas project, is to get a 10-minute meditation together I can share from myself that I've done. It's a work in progress. I've just got to, you know, we all know how busy we get in life, and things nice to haves do push out sometimes, and that's okay. I've come to terms that I've been very focused on my graphic design and web design business recently. Just had to get that running so I could spend more time on everything else. You know, these are the challenges of life. You've got 3, 4, 5 things pulling on your attention at every moment. It can be so hard to just slow down, but when you slow down, you are your happiest. Like this morning for me, I slowed down. And I can't say I do that every day. I wish I could. I wish I was at that point. But when I do, I appreciate it. You know, I can sit and do this podcast not knowing no one's going to come into my time. I've turned all my notifications off, which is the best thing you can do on your phone. And it's a great feeling. So that's kind of where I'm at, guys. The only other thing I wanted to mention is I saw a note on a podcast post I put up about with all the short podcasts, it can be hard to keep track of where you actually are. And what I'd recommend is take a minute or two with whatever app you're using on your phone. It should be able to track which ones you've listened to, where you're at. Kind of like Netflix remembers what shows you've watched and where you're at. So if your podcast app doesn't do that, I know iTunes does it for me. On podcasts, it's pretty good. But there's things like Stitcher out there. There's a heap of different podcasts. Google, I think, has one. Spotify is pretty good. There's a bunch of them floating around, and the podcast goes through all of them. If you're ever unsure, if you Google Truth About Dyslexia, on the anchor link, it'll show you all the podcast apps that distribute this podcast. And again, thank you guys for sharing it. You know, just hearing, you know, it's remarkable the words I'm hearing from the people who are listening and enjoying this journey. You know, the one that always gets me is just the people coming back and saying, I feel accepted. You know, that always blows my mind, you know, because it's so easy to forget how alone we can feel sometimes, even when we're around friends or in a relationship. When you don't have people to talk to who are similar, it's freaking frustrating. And so I love hearing that. And people who put these massive posts in the Adult Dyslexia Secrets group is just awesome. You know, I love that sharing. It's so cool. So thank you so much for sharing. And never think your post is too long. Never think your story is not worth sharing. It is worth sharing. So thank you. Cool. And I've got a couple of great... Everyone, thanks for your ideas of podcasts in the group. On that post I put up, there's two or three there. I've got one in my mind for tomorrow. So let's keep going. And thank you for being part of this group.